Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, Freedom for the Future, and it is based on Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 30. Generally speaking, glory can be defined as the praise, honor, splendor, and majesty of something or someone. This study text begins with Paul speaking of a glory to come. His statement is profound and should be very encouraging to believers. The praise, honor, and splendor that awaits God's children is so much greater in comparison to the suffering of this present world until the two are not worthy to be compared to each other. This should help to place all unpleasant, confusing, and difficult things we may encounter in perspective so that we don't become overwhelmed or burdened by any of them. Next, Paul describes two important things God did to his creation. He subjected it to vanity or futility along with hope. Vanity and futility results in a negative outlook and future because of the pain, struggles, and suffering we find in creation. This is not by accident, but by God's own design. God's purpose for subjecting His creation in this manner may not be fully understood. I have thoughts about His reasons that I will not discuss here. Whatever His reason, He also objected the same creation to hope. Hope that God has a greater purpose for it. Hope that God has not abandoned it. Hope that it will be restored to an even greater and more perfect state. All creation, and believers in particular, eagerly await for this redemption unto glory. Paul describes this anticipation like labor pains in childbirth. They are indeed hurtful, but something worth enduring because of what is anticipated after they are over. Furthermore, God has given His Holy Spirit to aid and assist believers with the labor pains or groanings due to the anxiety caused by anticipation of adoption. It is this hope of adoption through faith that is a key to salvation. Hope does not mean certainty, because no one needs to hope for that which is known. Why should anyone hope for a team to win if they already know they have won or can't lose? The same is true for salvation. Why should we hope for it if we already have it or it can't be lost or not apprehended? But we patiently wait for that which we hope for. As we wait, the Spirit helps us with the things we are not able to articulate with words. He is able to search the deep feelings within us and communicate them to the Father, who answers us and provides for us the things we don't even know we need. All to help us wait until He comes. Finally, we can rest assured that all things are working in accordance to God's will, no matter how confusing or difficult they may seem, for the good of those waiting for the adoption of children. There is a method and purpose to the seemingly madness of the world working for the good of God's people. The end of all things is for God's children to fulfill their created purpose, which is to be like Jesus in obedience to Him, which God knew before He created the world. God is and has called all His children. He has justified them by their faith and has given them glory, which shall be revealed in due time. This is why God's people have freedom and hope for the future. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.